Roland's face was haggard and tired, the skin pale beneath its tan. Who else do we know in this part of the world?
No one, but
then it's him. Roland spoke flatly, as if stating some obvious fact of life for a child. Up is over your head, down is where your feet stick to the earth. Eddie got ready to tell him that was stupid, nothing more than rank superstition, then didn't. Putting aside Deep No, Tower, Stephen King, and the hideous Jack Andolini, John Cullum was the only person they knew in this part of the world. Or on this level of the Tower, if you preferred to think of it that way. And after the things Eddie had seen in the last few months, hell, in the last week, who was he to sneer at superstition?
All right, Eddie said. I guess we better try it.
How do we get in touch? We can phone him from Bridgeton. But in a story, Roland, a minor character like John Cullum would never come in off the bench to save the day. It wouldn't be considered realistic. In life, Roland said, I'm sure it happens all the time. And Eddie laughed. What the hell else could you do? It was just so perfectly Roland. 4. Bridgeton High Street, 1. Highland Lake, 2. Harrison, 3. Waterford, 6. Sweden, 9. Lovell, 18. Freiburg, 24.
They had just passed this sign when Eddie said, Root around in the glove compartment a little, Roland. See if Ka or the Beam or whatever left us a little spare change for the payphone.
Glove? Do you mean this panel here?
Yeah.
Roland first tried to turn the chrome button on the front, then got with the program and pushed it. The inside was a mare's nest that hadn't been improved by the galaxy's brief period of weightlessness. There were credit card receipts, a very old tube of what Eddie identified as toothpaste. Roland could make out the words Holmes Dental on it quite clearly. A photograph showing a smiling little girl, Cullum's niece, mayhap, on a pony. A stick of what he first took for explosive, Eddie said it was a road flare for emergencies. A magazine that appeared to be called Yank Me. And a cigar box. Roland couldn't quite make out the word on this, although he thought it might be Trolls. He showed the box to Eddie, whose eyes lit up.
That says Tolls, he said. Maybe you're right about Cullum and Ka. Open it up, Roland, do it please you.